suppose, first of all, Colm, you've been involved in a few of them. It's always a big week in preparation for an Ulster final.
Yeah, it's always a big, it's always nice looking forward to an Ulster final and playing in one as well. But I think Donegal have got used to it. We seem to be turning up in an Ulster final the last number of years. We seem to be in it every year, and the last couple of years we're right on the right side as well. So it's nice to have the final to look forward to as a supporter now on Sunday as well, and watch it on TV. It'd be great to be at it, but unfortunately we have to just settle to watch it from the armchair on Sunday.
Yeah, it's a very sort of strange year for football. Obviously no crowds there, and given what the players have to go through to prepare for a game with all sorts of restrictions. But three in a row, it hasn't been done before in Donegal. Colm, you were involved the time of Jim McGuinness for three in a row, but Monaghan put a stop to that. There's much pressure going into a game when you know that you can make history.
No, I suppose I remember looking back in 2013, we were going for three in a row and we were probably hotly fancied that day, going on as All-Ireland champions, and Monaghan caught us and they beat us well that day and deservedly beat us. I remember thinking after that final, it was a long way back to getting another chance to be going for three in a row, but you know, the current crop of players are a great bunch of players, and you know, they're great to watch and they play a great brand of football, and you know, there's a big opportunity on Sunday. I don't think they'll be looking at the history books and looking at the three in a row. I think they'll be just going to get through to the get another crack at winning the Anglo-Celtic and getting through to play Dublin in the semi-final. So I don't think there's any added pressure for the three in a row, but it'll probably be something they'll reflect on after the game and hopefully reflect on in a way that they've done it and got the three in a row in the bag, and looking forward to playing Dublin in the All-Ireland semi-final.
Yeah, you mentioned that the brand of football that Donegal is playing, the conditions are suiting Donegal and the brand of football they're playing as well at this time of year, Colm.
Do you think so? The hard, the heavy conditions, or the weather, the one day the weather and wet weather and whatnot, I suppose. But I think, like I was thinking on, you know, they're playing in Armagh on Sunday, and I kind of half thinking maybe the game should be moved to Croke Park, and you have a good surface, and no matter what the elements are, it's going to be, Croke Park always holds up. But I think Donegal, no matter what kind of field they go out on, they can produce the goods, and they played Tyrone in McCool Park, and it was really heavy conditions and looked heavy on TV, but I think talking to some of the boys, I said it was even worse than what it looked. And they did in Breffni Park then the last day, which was good conditions, and they played a great football as well. And I think if they end up in Croke Park, it'll even contribute to, or help them to even play even better. But I think they're able to play and mix it, and no matter what the elements are or what the conditions are, they're fit to do it in any kind of day.
Yeah, it's very, very strange. We don't see Michael Murphy getting the scoreboard. We've seen it already in the championship, and we thought maybe the last day as well against Armagh that it might happen, only for a number of points in the final quarter of the game. We don't seem to be as over-reliant on Michael Murphy as we used to be, Colm. Would you agree with that?
I wouldn't. I think the other boys are definitely stepping up to the mark, and they're playing really well, but I think when it comes to the crunch, you're definitely going to need Michael Murphy, and you're going to need him playing well. And you'd hope, you know, I know Kavanagh are back in the second Ulster final this year, and you can't take it for granted, but you'd think Donegal should have more than enough to manage Kavanagh the next day. But I think when you come down to the big teams, and especially if Dublin won Leinster and Donegal won Ulster when they meet in the semi-final, it's those kind of games that you need Michael playing at his best, and I think that's when he'll stand up, and he's really, really needed.
Yeah, a couple of other players certainly standing up. Patter Mogan, you under the senior setup, championship season, he's already got a man of the match and was voted as a nominee for one of the players of the week. Martin McHugh's actually tipping him to be a contender for player of the championship. Kieran Thompson going well, Niall O'Donnell going well, and I'm sure from your own point of view, your own St. Michael's man, Michael Langan, is having a really good championship and a good campaign since football returned, Colm.
Well, all them players are playing well, and there's a number of others. And we should start off with Patter Mogan there, and you know, he's easy on the eye, he's great to watch. And I remember watching him as a county minor and even club games against our underage teams and that, and he always stood out. And I think I remember watching him as a sweeper, and he was in the full back line, and he ended up in the half back line, now he's up in the half forward line. But you know, he's a fine footballer, and you watch him on TV and you think he's a bit to play with Hammond, and any of them other players would just be a joy, because they're just quality players, and they're so comfortable on the ball, and they're good at doing the dirty work and tackling back and getting tackles in as well, like, so they can mix it up. But all them players in Thompson, a great game the first day, and Michael Langan, as you say, you know, again, as another boy, is easy in the eye, and he's just easy to watch and great to watch when they're in full flow. you know, and I think it's a bit like when the Dublin team were going well, particularly at the start of the five in a row, they're great to watch, and you love sitting down to watch them play because they played a great brand. And I think that Donegal team's playing a similar brand now, where it's, you just love to sit down and watch them and just enjoy what they're putting on show for you.
What type of game are you expecting on Sunday then, Colin?
Of course, I think everybody's, you know, I think it's supposed to only go off played that well in the first two games, and you think it's going to be an easy game on Sunday again. But as I said earlier, Cavan are back in their second Ulster final, and you don't get the two Ulster finals in a row by been not having something about you. And, you know, I think in the first couple of games, you know, in Monaghan and Down in particular, they were well behind. They came back, so there's one sure thing they're not going to lie down on Sunday. But I can't see how they're going to hold Donegal. You know, they could pick out and target a few men, but Donegal have so many options, so many threats from different parts of the field that I couldn't see how they could hold them for 70 minutes. And those Cavan, the one thing about them, they're not putting up massive scores. I know, in fairness to them, they played in a heavy pitch in Clonus and probably a heavy pitch the last day in Armagh, but, you know, you'd expect Donegal to score up around the 20-point mark and maybe a couple of goals on top of it. And I just can't see Cavan being fit to score or for that biggest score up on the scoreboard to match them. And, you never know what can happen in football, but you'd have to fancy Donegal the big time on Sunday.
Yeah, and I suppose when you're going for big scores as well, it's an added bonus that you get Patrick McBurdy back in, Colin.
Exactly. Patrick, he came on the last day, you know, and it's funny, I was just saying at home when I was chatting to him, he's a player you'd like to see getting on and get a bit of game time, because I think he's missed a couple of games there, and he didn't get a couple of league games towards the end of the league campaign either. So, you know, he's a man you definitely need firing when you move on to the latter stages of the championship. And, you know, it's good to see him coming on the last day, and hopefully the next day as well he can come on, because he's a hard man to handle. He's so fast and so strong, and obviously he can kick points from anywhere in the forward line. And he's another man that can, another option we have up front. And it's good to see him back the last day now, definitely.
Yeah. Just finally then, you of course have been involved in very, very successful Donegal teams, and you've been watching this team very closely and how they've developed, particularly through this championship. Now, Declan Bonner and the squad aren't going to be sucked into any sort of talk about second favourites for an All-Ireland or any sort of thing like that, Colin. All they're focusing on at the minute is Cavan, but it seems to be the rest of the country wants to talk about Donegal and All-Ireland contention. Can you see the mindset or see the focus of this side, that maybe this might be a year that they're going to do more than get an Ulster title?
Well, I do, definitely. I can see the potential there, and I think, I suppose, the whole country is wanting a change and wanting a different team to win All-Ireland. And I suppose when Kerry got picked in by Cork and down in Munster, we probably looked to Donegal then as the next team has potential to beat Dublin. I suppose there's talk about Mayo as well, but, you know, when you look at those other teams, you just don't see the threat they have up in the forward line that could probably threaten Dublin. But when you look at Donegal, like, there's so many options, as I said earlier, and they seem to be playing well, and they're so comfortable on the ball. And like, I felt in particular against Tyrone, when they went behind with the goal later on in the game, I felt very confident that they're going to go back and win, because it just looked like they could get a score whenever they needed a score. And they made it look easy to break down the Tyrone defence, which is really tough conditions. But and that's what's come back to Dublin. I felt earlier in the year that Dublin could be pipped this year. You know, you wonder, are they still going as well as they were? And they have a lot of miles up in the clock as well. And I think of all the years, I think this is a good opportunity to pip Dublin. And I think Donegal are motoring along rightly. And, you know, you can't get carried away, I suppose, either. You have to go and prepare that game. And it's like Michael Murphy performing in the big games. Dublin know how to perform in the big games as well. And, you know, they'll up the game if the two counties go ahead and meet in the semi-final. Dublin will definitely up their game, and but it's definitely a mouth-watering fixture. Hopefully that we can all look forward to. I think the country's looking forward to as well, but we have to get past Sunday first of all, I suppose, and Dublin have to look after Leinster. But it's definitely one of the games that everybody's got in the back of their minds and looking forward to. And I think Donegal definitely have a good opportunity if we get to that stage of pipping Dublin and maybe overturning them.
Yeah, well, we'll see what develops this weekend, and then we'll take another approach at it again. Colin McFadden, many thanks for joining us, and hopefully, fingers crossed, you're right in your prediction, as another Donegal win this weekend.
Hopefully, yeah. Thanks, Ashley. No bother.